You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
And it is hour number three of Bart and Han. I'm not going to waste any damn time, Bart, because we got calls to get to. We got conversation to get to. We got Joe Douglas to get to momentarily. So, with all that in mind, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It's the Rodgers hour. 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 I keep it at five. The Knicks at five.
We stopped at five.
We ready for that jive. Care about no playoff, Jimmy.
That's going to be all tomorrow, man. It's going to be all tomorrow. Lots big night tomorrow night in Cleveland. Big night.
But you know what? Matter of fact, let me do it.
What?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Because I want to see more Allen. I want to see more Allen on TV.
No, I don't
want to
work.
I want to see more Allen on TV. So I'm going for six. I want him at home. Listen.
Don't.
If I don't
want to work Friday night.
If it goes to six,
I'm not working Friday night.
I want Allen to be taken over. You're going to be late to the post game. I want them to carry you on their shoulders.
Across 7th
like Avenue. Buddy Ryan across to the studio on his shoulders.
I want that.
Two people side by side, shoulder to shoulder. Watch out for the streetlights. Allen 6'12". I don't want him to get a concussion on the way to the damn studio. But that's how he arriving while everybody else starts the pregame show or the postgame show. And you ride in on the shoulder, riding the wave of 7th Avenue. And I want body surfing this time. I saw a lot of fans on 7th Avenue. I didn't see no body surfing.
If the Knicks ever won a championship, I would definitely like body surf across 7th Avenue. Yes. I would do it 100%.
Body surf.
I would jump.
I want you body surf
off the marquee. I am a golden god. Catch me! Like I'd be doing it all, man.
Yes, and I'm gonna be there with an arrow band in case they miss. I'm just gonna be sliding the arrow band in case they can't carry you. You bounce on it, boing.
Would splat right on 7th Avenue. I wouldn't even care. I wouldn't even care. All right, we got your calls at 800-919-3776, and we'll have a lot of fun here in the Power Hour. But let's not waste any time because the general manager of the Jets, Joe Douglas, the man that has been literally since he was hired, reshaping, reforming, reimagining what the Jets franchise looks like from top to bottom. He has built a roster that was good enough and also built up enough assets that a guy with the resume of Aaron Rodgers said, you know what? I want to go there. I want to be part of that. And then pulled off the trade to officially get it done yesterday. So Joe Douglas talked with the media today about finally finishing the Aaron Rodgers trade.
Obviously, a long time in the making. And, you know, I'll piggyback a little bit on what Brian said yesterday. There's still some I's to be dotted, T's to be crossed to ultimately finalize everything. But, again, it was a lot of conversations with Brian. Again, a ton of respect for Brian. I've known Brian for well over 20 years. And, you know, I can't thank him enough for the open dialogue that we've had and, you know, ultimately being able to get, you know, what we feel is a historic trade for this franchise.
Historic indeed. Now, the Brian he's talking about, of course, is Brian Gutekunst, and that is the general manager of the Packers. He also spoke and talked about why trading Rodgers was the right move.
I think where our team is at, obviously Aaron's up there in age and has, you know, I don't know, however many years he has. I think he's got some really good football left in him. But it was just as we got through the offseason and started talking about where we wanted to go, this made a little bit of sense for us. We wanted to get his input. Would have loved to have that and kind of see where he sat with that. That didn't happen. That was a little bit unfortunate and disappointing for me. But at the same time, I just think, you know, as we move forward, we're really excited where Jordan can go. He needs to play. And having him sit another year, I think, would really delayed kind of, you know, where we're going and what we're trying to build.
And that Jordan is Jordan Love. What did you hear there?
He said he would like to have some open dialogue with Aaron Rodgers, but that didn't happen. See, he's still poking a little bit. But you know what? I like that. Because that's painting Aaron as a villain, and that makes him even more pissed off. Because that's a shot that doesn't need to be taken.
we were hoping to have a little bit more input from Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, that didn't happen. That's unfortunate. It didn't happen, and it's unfortunate. But do you want Jordan Love to start because he needs to play? Which one is it?
Mm-hmm.
You just said...
Well, it's probably we would have rather had him back. He didn't want to come back. So I guess it's time for Jordan Love.
But Jordan Love needs to play. So if Aaron Rodgers came back, then, yeah, you're
Jordan
good.
Love wouldn't play.
He's a little older. We don't know how many good
that
years
he's got
left.
That sounds to me like they wanted Rodgers back and Rodgers didn't want to come back. That's what that sounds like to me. They wanted Rodgers back and he didn't want to come back.
But this is the thing.
His thing was, I'll retire if you don't trade me.
But this is the thing. Aaron Rodgers said that he wanted to be involved, and he said that didn't happen. They were clearly having discussions before that.
Well, what kind of involvement are we talking about, though?
I want to shape the roster. Mm-hmm. And he wanted certain guys. He wanted Alan Lazard.
And there were some things that they weren't willing to do.
He wanted maybe Mercedes Lewis.
Well, last year they did everything he wanted. Randall Cobb, obviously. Bakhtiari, making sure he got signed. Like there were, but
they didn't go get him a receiver.
That's right.
They didn't go get him. Like, they could have got Brandon Cook last year.
Maybe he just looked around and realized, like, it's too much work to get this thing
right.
Yeah,
this all you need to know.
Let me go to another ready-made
situation. This all you know. Aaron Rodgers... Say, I want to play for the Jets.
Yeah.
He didn't say I have a list like Russell Wilson of three teams that I like to go to.
That is true.
He specifically eyed the Jets. And mm-hmm. I go back to that practice that they had when they were having a preseason game.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, I like these guys. I love this roster. And then he played against them. I was like, woo, this Quentin Williams is on my ass. Woo, this Breece Hall is explosive.
These cats get out.
Woo. This Garrett Wilson is irky jerky, baby. If he can do that with them bums.
Let's get more.
What do you think they do with me? You knock them down with your dread nugget. Hey, yo, Tommy. Hey, yo, Tommy.
Joe Douglas.
I ain't heard no bell.
Joe Douglas directly about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game. To have an opportunity to add a player of that caliber, you're always gonna look into it and how it fits within our culture, within our team. And obviously, it goes back to something I said to you guys in Phoenix. It's a real credit to Robert, his staff, and what he's been able to implement with our players, with everyone here, that a player of Aaron's caliber would even want to come here. And so, you know, we're all excited to add someone of his character and his ability.
Listen to that part right there.
Because last year, Tyreek Hill was like, meh.
I mean, think about that for a moment, what you just said, what you just heard him say, and you are right. A year ago, they were used as leverage.
Who? The Jets?
A year later, they were the only choice. And that is, again, the work that you put in to making a franchise that was once considered hapless, can't get out of its own way.
I'm telling you, man.
You know, a dumpster fire.
Pay attention, Nets.
That you built something from the ground up, quietly. This is how we're going to do it. We got to get pieces. We're going to do it through the draft. Collect assets.
Yep.
And let this thing just start to grow until we become something that someone looks and says, I say pay attention, Knicks. Someone from afar looks and goes, I like what they got going on there.
I feel like the Knicks has already done that. They showed that, you know.
They have assets.
Yeah.
They have young players who are developing right before our eyes, and they are a team that right now has a great vibe this weekend at the Garden. I mean, if you're Paul George, if you're Dame Lillard, if you're any of these guys that were sitting home.
Jimmy Butler.
That were just catching NBA games, and you're like watching that, and you're going like, yo, that's pretty lit. Like, that would be fun to be part of that. You don't want to be that 17-win team that sucks, but we got all this cap space.
Yeah.
Come on in and help save the world.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't going to that. That's a mess.
You overpay for that. And it's crazy, right? Because the Jets pulled a Memphis Grizzlies. The Jets pulled a OKC.
Mm.
Even though they're a big market team, they built as a small market team.
Yeah.
And now they can act like a big market team. Because now they're attractive to people. Don't think that it ain't other guys that's like, you know what? You don't think, okay, well, maybe, you know, we heard Joe Douglas. I mean, we heard TB.
Mike Tannenbaum.
Yeah, we heard TB talk about, what about maybe we can grab, let's see if we can grab Ezekiel Elliott. Well, maybe, just maybe, you clear this cap space. Just maybe they might say, here's that fifth that we got from Green Bay. Yeah, Minnesota. You want to get rid of Dalvin Cook? We'll take him.
Mm.
Most of his money's already paid for. Jeez. Come on over, Dalvin Cook. Breece Hall is going to be get developing and getting his knee healthy.
What about Arizona?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, hey, Arizona. You know, we got salary cap space. We created some salary cap space. Here's that fifth-round draft pick. And for everybody, like, look at what guys have been going for. I forgot who went for a fifth-round draft pick that was an outstanding player. Mm-hmm. Oh, was it Odell? No, it wasn't Odell Beckham. No. Somebody, a receiver, recently got traded. And it was a fifth-round draft pick. That's what's going to happen. Like, I'll go there, ball out. Ball out for a year, get my numbers off the roof so that I can hit the market.
From the tech, what's his name?
Brandon Cook.
Brandon Cooks, yeah. Got traded around a lot.
Yeah, fifth-round draft pick. Yeah. So that fifth-round draft pick that the Jets got this year from Green Bay?
Interesting.
Don't think you can't use that and go get a Dalvin Cook.
Now, some people feel that the Jets might have overpaid.
Hater.
Joe Douglas talked about what they had to give up to get Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're comfortable with how this deal's shaped. You know, in any negotiation, I don't think anyone ever walks away from a negotiation where you feel like you won everything in terms of what's gone back and forth. But ultimately, our goal from the beginning was to add Aaron to the team. And we were able to agree to terms to that yesterday, and just excited to get him here.
It cost you a first round.
Well, you swapped first round.
No. I ain't even talking about
two spots.
No, I ain't even talking about that,
potentially a first round.
That's nothing. You heard TB. That everybody you want is still there.
Yeah.
Right? So you're going to get a player that you want anyway. Right. You
13 or 15, it doesn't matter.
So basically, you give it up a first round draft pick, maybe number 25, 26. Okay. And Elijah Moore. It cost you Elijah Moore, but you got Mecole Hardman, who's just as good at 20 touchdowns the last 2 years. So that's nothing. You lost nothing. You basically got Mecole Hardman to replace Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore is your second round draft pick. So basically, you traded Elijah Moore for Aaron Rodgers
and dropped two spots.
Right. You gave up Elijah Moore and pick 25. Look at it that way. Don't look at the second round draft pick. That's Elijah Moore.
And you can and anybody that's also
dum-dums.
And everybody that's also bringing up this whole what if you only have him for a year? That's a big what if, yes. That's a big what if. And by the way, him saying I was ready to retire was his message to the Packers, I don't want to play there.
Right.
So if you don't trade me, I'm going to retire. That's what that I was going to retire conversation was. And I guarantee you when he does have his time at the podium, which is coming soon, and the media gets to talk to him and ask him questions about what it's like to be a Jet and all that stuff, I guarantee you that he will explain it as such. I don't think he will say, because he doesn't want Packer Nation to hate him, I don't think he will ever say it that way, that he will say, I gave him the ultimatum that you trade me or I'm going to retire. Because I don't think he'd want Packer Nation to hate him.
Right.
But I do think that you'll be able to read between the lines, that essentially he always wanted to play. He just was kind of, his time there was done.
Yeah.
That's what I think that was all about. Now, let's just say he only plays for a year.
So?
Or maybe only two. I still also feel like this investment is not only about 1 year, but also the future. Why? Because one of the things that was said after the season in regards to their number two draft pick, Zach Wilson, was those key words, we failed him. They felt like they let him down because they didn't do a good enough job. I know it was said about Daniel Jones as well, but that was said within the organization that Zach Wilson did not have the right type of, I don't know about leadership, is that not the right word, but guidance, all the things that he needed to get better. He also needed time, clearly. He was not ready to start at the NFL level. They kind of had to accelerate it, but he wasn't ready. Now this buys him time, and it gives him a mentor who's already a mentor of his before they were even teammates. So Joe Douglas then spoke about Zach Wilson and maybe the future benefit for him and the franchise with Aaron Rodgers in the quarterback room.
I feel like this is going to be a great thing for Zach. And, you know, I've spoke to you guys at the combine, and Zach's ceiling is unlimited. And no one works harder, no one loves ball more than Zach Wilson. And him having the opportunity to really shadow and be with a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback every day, every hour he's in the building, that's a great opportunity and a great experience.
Now, how do we know that Zach Wilson is all in on this? How do we know, Bart, that he's not mad? Remember what he said famously at the end of the season. Oh, if we bring in a veteran quarterback, I'm gonna compete like hell.
Yeah,
against him, right? How do we know that he's fine with it? All you got to do is go to his mom's Instagram. Now, I know that's creepy, what I just said. But that...
Can you give that Instagram up?
That is... of course, she's very public. But she went to Instagram, posted a picture of Zach and Aaron when they had that practice you talked about, right? The combined workouts that they did. Mm-hmm. And then she posted a picture of Shefty's report with, you know, those, I guess, the clapping hand emoji in full support of this whole thing. So if she's doing that, you imagine they're pretty happy about it too.
They're ecstatic.
Would you say?
Because it gets him more time where he's not going to be ridiculed, and it gives him time to prepare for his test. Like, it is like pushing the test out. Like, you know what I mean? He wasn't ready. The same thing's going to happen for Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson, the best thing that can happen to him is if he gets picked up by Seattle, or if he gets picked up where he gets to sit behind Geno for 2 years. Because the problem, and if you look at all the quarterbacks in this league that have come to the league and struggled, whether it's Mark Sanchez, whether it's Sam Darnold, mm-hmm. Zach Wilson, you think about Willie Ponder, you think about Jameis Winston. Well, Jameis Winston is different. But most of them didn't play in college. They played 1 or 2 years.
Didn't play a lot.
Right. It's important. Look at all the guys.
Joe Burrow comes in at 24 years old, and he had tons of experience.
Patrick Mahomes. Like, all the guys that play, it's because the game doesn't
change.
Mahomes
needed a year. Remember, they redshirted him for a year.
The game doesn't change, right? And it doesn't matter, to me, in my opinion, what level you're playing at. Experience, zones, seeing different defenses, reacting, being in certain situations, you only learn how to deal with them once you're in them. And the last thing you want to do is be in them when you get in the NFL.
When you came in as a young pup, with the Ravens, and you were this guy that, you know, again, nobody knew who you were,
mm-hmm.
but you were around the guys that you were around. And I've heard you talk about this all the time. The influences that you had, the guys that you looked up to, the guys that were even ahead of you that you might have felt they didn't do it right. So you learned from that as well. How important is it to have that kind of cover ahead of you?
It was vital. It was vital.
Of course,
it taught me
is.
How to be a professional, right? Like, and
because you respect. Here's the thing: it could be any vet, and you're like, I don't know who you are either. But when it's name brand vets, young people pay attention.
One of the biggest influences outside of my best friend Ed Hartwell, people always talk about. Yeah, you played with Ray Lewis. Ray was busy being Ray, and that sometimes he would drop some knowledge, like in off-season conditioning. Like he would be like, listen, man, how you gonna get better if you're doing what everybody else do? Like, so I used to go do the workout. Listen, off-season conditioning, my first time, it was tough, right? So as soon as practice was over, I went home, right? And they would always find me in a hot tub. They're like, yo, bro, like, you killing your legs. I know you're young, but get in the cold tub. Quit falling asleep in a hot tub like this is a spa, right? And then the person that, I mean, when I say this dude nitpicked me every single time, I felt like they assigned him to me. Like, shut the hell up.
Who?
Damn. Bernardo Harris. Nobody even knows who Bernardo Harris is.
Okay.
Bernardo Harris won a Super Bowl with Brett Favre as a linebacker. Number 51. They brought him in there as a veteran backup, right? Mm-hmm. And here I am, this young whippersnapper. So while Ray's running to the ball doing all that stuff, you know what Bernardo's telling me? Hey, Bart, last time, you know, when you went to tag off, why are you finishing high, man? Like, finishing a football position as if you was making a tackle. Like, damn, man, I'm just trying to make it through practice. Nope. He say, finish right. Practice right. Go up. Bend your knees, touch their hips, right? Because if it's a real game, you ain't going to make that tackle standing up like that.
Right,
and
right.
Muscle memory. Every day, in Ty Heap's ear. Ty Heap's the golden child. Had no idea who he was. First round draft pick, replaced Shannon Sharp. Every day I'm in his ear. Yo. Like, what did I do? Like, how did you set me up to get open, right? Because he was sunning me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm right there. But it's like, in football, we hate hand clappers and ass slappers. Right? That's guys that's always there but never make the play.
Mm-hmm.
And my first year in practice, I was a hand clapper and ass slapper. Damn, I was right there. And I used to be in Ty Heap's ear every day, and he tells his story. Like, yo, what happened? Because, like, here he is. He's, like, damn near a receiver. So imagine I'm checking Travis Kelce every day, and he just sharpening my knife. So then when I went against Winslow, people don't know because they saw me here, But listen, early in my career when I was in the Ravens, oh, you need me to get Antonio Gates, Hall of Famer? Lock, lock. Go get him, Bart. Oh, Reggie Bush out the back? Got him. Smoke. Like, y'all saw year eight Bart there. I was still safety Bart, lock, lock now. Like, I was crazy. And it was because every day I had veterans, Peter Bowyer, watching Ray prepare, right? Watching him do extra stuff. Oh, so what I started doing, I went from going to practice and doing a workout to, soon as that workout was over with, I had my personal trainer. Let's go to the hill, running a ski slope, mile high. Damn. Used to be a former ski slope, mm-hmm. Turned to grass. I'm on the hill. So then when they saw me year three, like, yo, what the hell? Who is this dude? And I said, I'm hungry. And I ain't waiting no more. So I stopped asking for a position, and I took it. Went to the coaches, went into the locker room, tapped, hey, Chester Taylor, you've been playing for a couple years. Just want to let you know, I'm done playing around. Went and tapped on everybody. I told every single person in that locker room, I said, I just want to let you know, because I don't really want you to be up on me like that and say, yo, Bart snuck me. I want you to think I hit you like a Players Club and you turned around, I punched you in the back of the head. I let them know, putting everybody to sleep. Either one or two things going to happen right now. Either they going to cut me or they going to play me. And they going to cut me because I'm knocking everybody out. I'm letting you know, ain't no practice mode. I'm going playoff, all-pro mode. Every single snap, until they say, calm down, youngster, we're going to let you play. And they thought I was playing. Until the first day of practice, nice little sweep to the side, Chester Taylor running the sideline. I hit him on the sideline, and we practicing in camp. And instead of, like, you know, I went again. I told him. He thought I was playing. When I hit him and ejected him, remember, this is a college. I hit him on the sideline. His ass rolled on the track. That's how far I ejected his ass. And then he proceeded to throw the ball at me. Like, what are you doing? So I hit him with the two-piece. Bink, bink. Like, you know I ain't that type of dude neither. We both from Michigan. You know what time that is. So if you we can do that this way or that way. And then the coach was like, yo, son, calm down. Ain't no calming down. I got something to get. Y'all ain't giving it to me, so I'm going to take it. That's what veterans do.
And that's what Zach Wilson, an attitude he needs to have throughout this whole experience.
For the first time, his...
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart and the Jet. Brat. I tell you what, the Her did a tribute to him. Amazing.
Yeah?
I think she did this song. Amazing. She played
You'd
the guitar
have to
and everything.
This song.
It was her. It was her, man. It was dope.
Can't run, can't see that.
We will not let anybody rain on our Jets parade. The Jets can have good things.
Yeah, they can.
As I love the Giants, can too. We? Listen, people understand. The people think I just love. I love the Giants. Wink's my guy.
But you, yeah.
Dayball, no. We got history.
Absolutely.
Laura Young, she was with me all the way back to Ravens.
Daniel Jones. I got, like we are cool with these people.
I met Daniel Jones
this
so early.
This is just special.
I met Daniel Jones when he was in Duke.
Yeah. Yeah, we had him up at
came
MSG.
In with, came in, with, games came in with khakis. Like he was a senior going into his senior year.
He still wears
trying
khakis.
To be in media.
He still
yeah, still
khakis.
still Dockers.
It's amazing.
With the pleat.
With the pleat.
The pre aren't pleat.
With the pleat. 800-919-3776.
Right
by the
now.
Way, yours the story that you took. Now we went way late. I didn't care. That was such a great story because it showed. First of all, it's everything I always tell my son about like fight. You punch your way up. Just fight your way up and learn and just keep fighting your way up. And don't apologize. You can always dial it back.
Yeah.
Can't apologize for being soft.
Yeah.
But you can apologize for playing too hard.
And
but the other part is if Zach Wilson can understand that now, like we know that he's happy with this. Let's start there.
Right.
But we also know that he now has almost new life.
Yeah.
That you can start now as an understudy and learn and maybe tap into the potential of why you were a number two pick. And that, could you imagine if when Rodgers is done, then Zach Wilson now is ready to assume the position?
So just imagine, right, and I'll make it make sense and relate it to my story.
All right.
First of all, what you have to realize, most athletes, narcissists, right, you have to have an unwavering belief in who you are because since you're 5 years old, people are telling you that you got a greater chance of getting struck by lightning than you are achieving your old dream.
Right.
What happens is you got a bunch of old people and people that don't dare to dream and dare to do something big don't want you to achieve your dream because it separates you from them.
That's right.
So what they try and tell you is that you can't do it. They give you all the statistics. So you got to have an unwavering confidence in yourself to even make it to this level.
Agreed.
Zach Wilson's done that. But what happened is because very few of us kind of go along that path and everything works out. Zach Wilson has had everything work out. Went to college, high school, was respected at high school, was a quarterback for a Division I school. Everybody's telling him how great he is, has to throw it at the combine, gets drafted in front of a lot of guys that has had better success early on than him. This is his first time falling. But what Zach has to realize that this fall, as long as he falls on his back, and he can look up, he can get up, right? And so now what happens is he needs a little pain. He needs a little hurt, right?
A little humble.
You think a little humble. Mm-hmm. Because you think you look at other guys. Kyler Murray's going through the same thing. Number one overall pick, could have played baseball. And then what happens is you forget really what it takes to take it to the next level. See, in the NFL, everybody's good. So how do you go from good to great? You can't be a quarterback and just be good. You won't last there long. You got to be able to go from good to great, and it's a place in between good and great. So now this is what he's going to do. And I used to hate it all the time because, listen, he was the starting quarterback for the New York Jets. So he was walking around. Everybody wanted his autograph. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to take a picture.
Yeah.
Guess what happens to Zach Wilson now? Oh, there's Zach Wilson. They let him walk by.
Get the coffee, get the donuts.
Right. But even in the public eye, they let him walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to happen to me, right?
Well, no longer there's Zach Wilson. There's the backup quarterback.
Yes. So it used to happen to me in this respect, right? I used to go and say, like, we got training camp or we're going to an event, say, like, a dinner or something where fans are there, right? Hey, Bart, can you tap Ed Hartwell? Hey, can you get Ray Lewis? Or they scream his name. And you're walking like, yo, I'm right here. Like, nobody wants anything from me. And it pissed me off. And they looked at me. And I'll use Ed because Ed Hartwell is my best friend. We would go places. I would go places with Ed because I was like his boy. He was teaching me stuff, and he was a year older than me. I played against each other in college. Everybody always wanted to talk to Ed, and they would act like I wasn't even in the NFL. I would be at places and events, and they would act. They would come have conversations with him like I wasn't even there. Hey, can you take this picture? I mean, like what?
Did you ever hear the story that I've told several times that I had heard? I believe it was in a book, but I also was up in New England a million times and heard this story. When Tom Brady was in his first training camp, there was a draft pick for the Patriots who was from the Boston area, who was like, you know, a high school legend. Everybody knew him.
Jim Leonard, Wisconsin.
Like, right. And they all would go out to, like, you know, Applebee's, right, and stuff. And he would hold the camera while other people went up to this guy to take pictures.
Yeah.
And Tom, they'd ask Tom.
Yeah.
The sixth-round pick, who probably wasn't going to make it, who 5 foot nothing, 100 nothing, handed him the camera. Imagine these people.
That burns.
Who handed Tom Brady a camera, and let me take a picture of this guy who, by the way, got cut.
Right.
Think about that.
When I say it burns, but it's a good burn.
Yeah.
Because Zach Wilson's going to say, y'all going to regret looking past me. I am about to be I'm about to be surgical. Everything Aaron Rodgers does, every drill, every ball he throws, I'm trying to top that ball. See, this is the problem with Zach Wilson. When you're at the top, you got nobody to chase. Oh, but he got somebody to chase now. And he understands that when he gets his second opportunity, it'll be a last chance in the league that he'll ever get to be a starting quarterback.
That's a great point.
Or he will be a backup for the rest of his life. He'll be Josh McCown. He might be Ryan Fitzpatrick. He'll be Teddy Bridgewater. And nobody wants their narrative, their story. Remember, Teddy Bridgewater didn't get drafted.
See, I don't know if he'll be that. Because remember, those guys, Josh McCown, all that stuff, became good teammates, good guys, like guys you just like to have around. Zach Wilson might never be that, and you might not have a job. It is definitely something. That's why.
Okay,
this
Marcus
is
Mariota.
New life.
Right, Marcus Mariota.
That's a good one.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah. This is new life for this kid.
Right.
What this organization has done with Aaron Rodgers, and this has worked out perfectly because they've already got a built-in relationship. That's what makes, to me, this so fascinating on many levels. This is not – don't look at this as the Jets just got Aaron Rodgers for a year and it's not going to work and they're going to be stuck and all that stuff. This is an investment, not just in immediate, but this is Joe Douglas and Woody Johnson looking at it going, wait, they already have a relationship. Zach is very happy about this. This is going to work. He can mentor him, and then we can have a quarterback for the – For the duration.
For the future.
If
we still got
2 years. Aaron Rodgers' impact on this franchise, we could feel for 10 years, even if he only plays one.
Yeah. And listen, I'm going to jack this quote up because I mess it up all the time and I don't remember it.
Right.
He says, a man has two lives. And a man has two lives, and he gets the most out of his life when he realizes he only has one. See, like, you think that you got forever, but when you realize that, you know, you only got one life, you live it a little differently.
When we get older, we figure that out, don't
right.
we?
Right, exactly, because you think you'll be young forever.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson realizes that he only has one opportunity
Football
left.
Football mortality has kicked in.
Yes, and so now you're going to get a different, humbled Zach Wilson.
This could be the benefit of all of this, everybody. It's not a one-year thing. This could resonate for many years.
Oh, well, Aaron Rodgers may only be here for a year and retire. No. Well, but if he becomes a John Kitna to Carson Palmer,
wow,
then it's all worth it because now he helped you for a year and he gave you your quarterback for the next 15.
Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Saw me doing your jet on Get Up this morning?
Yeah.
So they started Get Up this morning, and Greeny wanted to do, you know, a big open.
Yeah.
And so we did this whole thing, and they brought the crew in. Vinny, one of our beloved security guys, came in.
Jet faithful.
With his jet shirt on. We did the J-E-T-S. And then they had Damian Woody, as Greeny was finishing the open, picking up Greeny and carrying him off the set.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you remember like those videos where everybody just dances all a different way? Mm-hmm. So everybody's supposed to go do different things.
Soul Train.
So I said in my head, I'm going to do the Bart Scott jet.
Yeah, man.
And so I put my arms out and I just flew. I just did the jet thing all around. That was my part of the whole dance. But the video's on my on the Get Up Twitter account, also on mine and my Instagram if you want to see it. But it was a lot of fun. So anyway, I thought the best way to finish off today, if we have time for it, and I'll try to do it as fast as possible, is to bring back, because now it's official, the top five things ever said in Jets history. Are you ready, Bart Scott?
I am ready.
All right. Number five.
Let's go to eat a snack.
Rex Ryan.
Classic.
From Hard Knocks. We took out a piece of the word that was one word that was in there, but you get it. Herm Edwards.
Hello. You play to win the game.
Number four, okay? Number three. Now, this one hurt me to put it at three, but I felt like it's a good spot for it.
To all the non-believers.
How did that?
To all the non-believers. Especially you, Tom Jackson. Way to have our back, Keyshawn. Anybody can be beat. For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense like we ain't the third best defense in the league. All we hear is about their defense. They can't stop a nosebleed. 25th in the league, and we the one to get disrespected.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
I mean, that was so good, and should
the whole bars. You put the whole bars on it.
Because you couldn't leave any of it out. I mean, we could have gone just.
Can't wait.
But there was just more to it.
Yeah, it was.
You could have cut that up into three different ones.
Bars.
But that's three.
That's cool. It could be three. Only we know number one. Joe Namath should be number one.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it's obvious. But number two.
I made it clear that my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Hearing that man say those words.
Listen, we're going to edit that. We're going to keep that. Yeah. But then what we're going to add to it is, what are we waiting for? Like Mitch.
Right after it.
What are we waiting for?
What are we waiting for? We could make a whole thing out of that. You're absolutely right. Him saying that, and then you just have Mick.
What are we waiting for?
And then you just have the music come on. Jacob's on that. Jacob will have that ready for us this week. Boss. And then, of course, at number one.
I got news for you, buddy. We're going to win the game. I guarantee you.
Got game for you, buddy.
He's got chills.
He's saying, buddy, like, hey, little pipsqueak, I'm going to tell you, little buddy, you're beneath me, but I'm going to tell you what. Not only are we going to win, we're going to win a damn game.
You know what, Bart? So now that Aaron Rodgers is officially a Jet, now that we're hearing he actually wants to be part of off-season workouts, now that we know that Lisa Wilson has told us that Zach is quite happy with this, so that everybody's synergy. All in,
so much
now
synergy.
That we know that there's a draft and you know where the picks are, he's there. You've got him. He's in-house. And you're ready to go. Now that we know all that, you know what?
Well, then I guess there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yes!
That's all that's left, Bart Scott.
That's the first meeting. Well, I guess there's only one thing to do. That's what I'm talking about!
Right? That's all that's left to do. Now, I mean, I wanted that to be at the very end of the show, but we still have 10 seconds left. So
five.
If you want to add something
four,
funny.
Three.
Yeah. No, you're a little off.
Two.
No, one more.
Meh.
I won't.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.